All right, get ready, because today we're going deep on email automation.
Yeah, no more manual email blasts.
You got my attention.
This is about sending personalized messages to tons of people with just a few clicks.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
And the best part is, we're not talking about expensive software or anything.
Even better.
This is all about using stuff you probably already have, like Google Sheets and AppScript.
So we've got this guide that walks through how to do this, right?
Yeah, and it basically turns Google Sheets into like an email command center.
So Google Sheets is the starting point.
Exactly.
What does that even look like?
You put your recipient lists in there, all their information, and even personalized messages.
All in one sheet?
Yep. All laid out in a way that's super easy to manage.
I can see how that would be helpful.
Yeah, you can update it easily too.
Okay, but how does a spreadsheet send emails?
That's where AppScript comes in.
That's the connection to Gmail.
Exactly. It's like a bridge.
What does it actually do?
It's a coding language.
Uh-oh.
But don't worry.
Okay.
It lets you tell Google to take the info from the sheet and use it to send emails.
So no more copying and pasting individual emails.
Nope. No more manually tweaking each message.
That sounds like a dream.
It is.
But hold on, what about Gmail sending limits?
Yeah, I've definitely run into those before.
Me too, it's so frustrating.
Well, that's where batch processing comes in.
What's that?
Instead of sending all your emails at once,
which is what I normally do,
you break up your list into smaller chunks.
Okay.
And you schedule them to send out at different times.
So you don't hit the limit all at once.
Exactly.
That's smart.
So the guide mentions using AppScript to grab data from the sheet and put it in the emails, right?
Yeah. That part seems a bit technical to me.
Yeah, it's code and all that.
I'm not a coder.
You don't have to be.
Really?
The guide gives you snippets of code that you can literally copy and paste.
No way.
Yeah, it's surprisingly user-friendly.
Even for someone like me.
Even for someone like you.
Okay, maybe I can handle that. But what if I want to do more complex stuff?
Like what?
I saw the guide mentions error handling and conditional sending.
Oh yeah, those are good ones.
What's error handling all about?
Think of it like a safety net.
Okay.
It's code that can catch problems.
Like if someone put in a wrong email address.
Exactly. And it stops your whole script from crashing.
So the other emails still send.
Yep. Even if there are a few hiccups along the way.
That's really important.
Especially when you're sending lots of emails.
Okay. And what about conditional sending? What's that?
That's where things get fun.
Fun.
It lets you customize your emails based on info in your spreadsheet.
Like what kind of info?
Let's say you're having a sale.
Okay.
You could send a different email to people who've bought something from you before versus people who haven't.
So the right people get the right message.
Exactly. That's all about personalization.
That's pretty clever.
I know, right?
The guide mentions a real example with a marketing agency.
Oh, yeah. They use it to send personalized updates to clients.
So they have all their client info in the spreadsheet.
Uh-huh. And they use AppScript to pull in details.
Like what?
Project updates or deadlines, things like that.
And it creates a unique message for each client.
Yep. It's a perfect example of how this all works.
That's a game changer.
Definitely. It saves them so much time.
And it's more personal than a mass email.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got Google Sheets as our base, AppScript connecting to Gmail.
And batch processing to keep things running smoothly.
We even touched on error handling and conditional sending.
There's a whole world of uses for this stuff.
And a whole lot of possibilities for the future, too.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started. So before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
okay,
let's look at how people are using this right now.
Yeah, I'm all about real-world examples.
So the guide talks about all sorts of uses in different industries.
Like what?
Well, take SaaS companies, for example.
Those are the software as a service companies,
yeah,
right?
Yep, they can use this to create a really personalized onboarding experience. Instead of sending a generic welcome email when someone signs up,
right,
they can send a message that's tailored to their specific plan.
Oh, I see.
With links to helpful resources.
So it's all about making a good first impression.
Exactly. And you can even take it a step further by setting up a series of automated emails.
Like a welcome sequence.
That guides the user through the key features.
So they actually know how to use the software.
Exactly. It keeps them engaged.
What other examples are there?
Think about event organizers.
Okay.
After they host a webinar or a conference.
They usually send out a survey.
Right. And they can automate that.
So instead of emailing everyone manually.
They can personalize the message with a link to the survey.
And they can track who's responded.
It makes the whole process so much easier.
Sure. everyone.
And it's not just marketing and events.
What else?
E-commerce businesses can use this too.
Oh yeah, for like order confirmations.
Yep, shipping notifications, product recommendations, you name it.
It's like automating the entire customer experience.
Exactly.
That's powerful stuff.
It is.
And the guide even talks about how universities can use this. Mm. Really?
Yeah, for course registration confirmations,
okay.
Class reminders, even student progress reports.
Wow, so many applications.
I know, it's all about improving communication.
And saving time.
Of course.
But let's be real, there are always challenges with automation.
You're right.
What are some common pitfalls people should watch out for?
Well, one of the biggest ones is those Gmail sending limits.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that before.
It's so important to remember those batch processing best practices.
To avoid getting flagged as spam.
Exactly.
What else?
Errors can happen.
Like what kind of errors?
An invalid email address, or maybe there's a problem with Gmail servers.
So that's where error handling comes in.
Right. And it's more than just having the code in place.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be able to track and monitor what's happening.
To make sure the emails are actually sending.
Exactly.
So you can see if any bounce.
Or if there are any other issues.
It's not enough to just set it and forget it.
Nope. You need to keep an eye on things.
What about optimizing the scripts themselves?
There are some advanced techniques for that.
Like what?
Things like minimizing API calls and streamlining the code.
It'll make it run faster.
Especially for big email lists.
Makes sense.
The guide also mentions something called throttling.
What's that?
It's a way to slow down your sending rate.
Why would you want to do that?
To avoid overwhelming Gmail system.
And hitting those limits.
Right. It's about finding the right balance.
Speed versus deliverability.
Exactly.
It's all about making sure your emails actually get to people.
That's the whole point.
The guide also recommends setting up notifications.
Ah, good point.
So you know if there are any major errors.
Or if you're about to hit those limits.
That's super helpful.
It is.
But the really exciting part is that email automation is always evolving.
There's so much potential.
The guide talks about some incredible advancements.
Like AI and voice activation.
And seamless integrations.
It's going to transform email communication as we know it.
All right, so we've talked about the basics of automating emails from Google Sheets.
We've seen how people are using it today.
And even tackled some of the challenges.
Now it's time for the fun part.
The future.
Exactly.
The guide hints at some pretty mind-blowing advancements.
Things that could totally change how we do email automation.
Like what?
Well, imagine AI stepping in as your personal email assistant.
Whoa, hold on.
It would craft messages that are perfectly tailored to each person.
So not just segmenting our audience into big groups.
Nope, we're talking about unique messages that speak to individual needs and interests.
That's a whole other level of personalization.
Right.
How would that even work?
AI algorithms can analyze data like behavior, preferences, and engagement.
And then use that to write the emails.
Exactly. It's like having a personal email marketing guru for every single person on your list.
So AI would know the best time to send each email?
Yep. And it could craft subject lines that people are more likely to open.
And even suggest content that's most relevant to each person.
It's all about getting the right message to the right person at the right time.
Okay. But will AI actually be writing our emails for us in the future?
Well, not quite yet.
Okay.
But natural language processing, or NLP, is getting really good at generating content.
What's NLP?
It's a type of AI that focuses on language.
I see.
Imagine tools that can analyze data, summarize reports, and even draft engaging email copy.
All while sounding like a human wrote it.
Exactly.
That's both amazing and a little scary.
I know, right?
But it could save a ton of time.
Especially for businesses sending out lots of emails.
The guide also mentions integrating real-time data, and even the Internet of Things.
Oh, yeah. That opens up all sorts of possibilities.
Like what?
A logistics company could send automated delivery updates.
Based on where their trucks are?
Yep, using real-time GPS data.
So customers always know where their package is.
Exactly. Or a smart home system could email you if there's a leak in your basement.
It's like email automation becomes proactive instead of reactive.
And as more devices get connected, the potential is huge.
But let's not forget about voice-activated emails.
Yes. Straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Imagine telling your smart assistant to send an email for you.
Like, send an email to the team letting them know I'm running late.
And it just does it.
Yep. No typing required.
That would be a game changer.
Especially for busy people.
And it makes email more accessible for people who can't use a keyboard easily.
It's about making technology work for everyone.
The guide also talks about seamless integrations with other tools.
That's where things get really interesting.
Like connecting your email automation to your CRM or social media.
Exactly. You can manage everything in one place.
It's like having a central command center for communication.
And as technology keeps evolving, the possibilities are endless.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into email automation.
We've covered a lot of ground.
From the basics to the future.
It's clear that email automation is here to stay.
And it's only getting more powerful.
By embracing these advancements, we can really unlock the potential of email.
And connect with our audiences in better ways than ever before.
So what are you waiting for?
What other processes could you automate in your work or life?
The possibilities are out there.
We'd love to hear your thoughts, so head over to the comments and share your biggest takeaways from today's deep dive.